We continue our learning. We are in Yevamos. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hoysa achas mehen asura al is al ze iser erva. V'hashniya asura al ze iser erva. So this is a continuation of the previous case. If you look at the picture, we have four brothers once again: Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven is married to Leah. Yehuda is married to Rachel. Leah and Rachel are sisters. And the case here is where each of them is an erva. So Reuven and Yehuda pass away. Leah and Rachel fall to Shimon and Levi for Yibum. And in this case, as opposed to the previous case where, let's say, Shimon, there was an erva with Leah because Leah is his mother-in-law because he's married to Chanah, Leah's daughter. But there was no problem with Rachel. In our case, we have where both are an Isser Erva. That's what it means. If one of the sisters was forbidden to this brother based on an Erva, and the other, second sister, is forbidden to that brother under an Erva. So it means that here, Leah is Usher to Shimon after Reuven passes away. So Leah is Usher to Shimon as an Isser Erva because Leah is his mother-in-law because Shimon's married to Chanah. And Rachel is Usher to Levi after Yehuda passes away because Levi is married to Miriam, which is Rachel's daughter, and therefore Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law. And we could make up any other Erva we would like, but this is a case of a mother-in-law. We're just giving that as an example. So the Mishnah here says, Ha'asura lazeh muteres lazeh. The sister forbidden to this brother is permitted for Yibin to that brother. Va'asura lazeh muteres lazeh. The sister forbidden to that brother is permitted for Yibin to the other brother. Since each brother has a Yibum bond, has a Zika, only with one sister, so he's permitted to perform Yibum with her. So here, So in this example, so we would allow Shimon to perform Yibum with Rachel, and we would allow Levi to perform Yibum with Leah, because there's no achos zukuka. So it's not like, oh, this is the sister of the woman who's zukuka to you, because Rachel is not zukuka to Levi, because Rachel is an erva, and therefore Leah is not achos zukuka. So Levi can do Yibum with Leah, and Rachel is not achos zukuka so of Leah to Shimon, or Shimon's usher to Leah to begin with, because Leah is an erva. Leah is his mother-in-law, so therefore Shimon can perform Yibum with Rachel. Rachel is not achos zukuka so, is not the sister of a woman who's zukuka to him, because Leah is not zukuka to him, and therefore we don't have that problem. And therefore the Mishnah here says Zohi Sha'amru, and this is what the Chacham had said in Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah said this: Achosa kishehi yivimta. O choletzes, o misyabemes. The case there, we said if an erva sister is also her sister-in-law, that meaning that the sister is married to her husband's brother, so there we created where you have an erva problem, and both fall for yibum to a third brother, the one to whom she would be an erva to. So then, o choletzes, o misyabemes, the sister can perform chalitza or be taken in yibum, meaning if two brothers married two sisters, and both of the brothers died without children, and one of the widows is an erva to the living brother, he can marry the other widow because he has no yibum bond with the first sister because she's an erva. Since one sister is an erva to the third brother, so it's only the second sister is really falling to him to yibum. So there's no achos zukuka so problem. So that's exactly what we learned in the second parak, and this Mishnah is another example of the same phenomenon. Now we move to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Shlosha Achin. So now we're in a case where, in the next couple of Mishnahs, we'll deal with the case, it's not four brothers, but only three brothers. So if you look at the diagram, here we have Reuven, Shimon, and Yehuda are brothers. Reuven is married to Leah, Yehuda is married to Rachel. Leah and Rachel are sisters. So in this first case, we have Chanah in the picture. Chanah's not in the picture just yet. So let's take a simple case. Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet, Shlosha Achin, you have three brothers, Shnai Mehen Nisuin Shtei Achayos, exactly how we have it. Two of them are married to two sisters, Yehuda married to Rachel, Reuven married to Leah, Rachel and Leah are sisters. And it could be another case. That's not depicted in the picture here, but it could be another case of Oisho relatives. Oisho Bita, let's say one is married to a woman and the other is married to the daughter of that woman. Oisho Bas Bita, or a case where a woman, one's married to a woman and the other and her son's daughter. So that's and the other. So one's married to a woman, and the other's married to the son's daughter. So of that woman. So now we have each case. The case of Erva, Isha Bita is a problem. Isha Bas Bana is a problem, and two sisters is a problem. Can't be married to both of them. Hare Elu Choltzos Velo Misyabmos. If Reuven and Yehuda pass away. And now both Leah and Rachel, these two sisters, but it could be another case, could be Isha Bas Bita or Isha Ubita, a mother and a daughter, both fall to Shimon for Yibam. In our case, it two sisters falls to Shimon for Yibam. So says the Mishnah, Hare Elu Chotzos Lo Misyamos. These women, Leah and Rachel, perform Chalitzo with Shimon, but not Yibam. Neither of the women is an erva to this brother. Realize that. So this is not, and there are the two of them. Shimon can't be married to both of them. He can't marry to two sisters, and he can't marry obviously. And if it were mother and daughter, he couldn't marry them. But Leah and Rachel are not. Remember, Chana's not in the picture here. So Leah and Rachel are not arayos to Shimon. That's not a problem, and therefore there is a zika of both of them to Shimon. Neither one is an erva, and they have a yibum bam to Shimon. The other problem is that he can't marry either of them because each one is forbidden to him for yibum because it's the sister in our case of his zakuka, or it could be the mother or the grandmother zakuka too. In the case of Isha Bita or Isha Bas Bita. Or Isha Ubas Bana, the Mishnah gave another case as well. So since this Isser is not strong enough to erase the Yibah bond completely, so therefore, as we know, Achos Kukaso is only an Isser Durab, is only an Isser Durabanan. So therefore, he's going to have to do Chalitza and not Yibah. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, they're exempt, even from Chalitza. Why? When you have two women who are related or fall to a person for Yibam, there's no Yibam, there's no bond with either of them, there's no Zika at all. Because Rabbi Shimon holds that Achos Kukaso, that concept, where someone is the sister of your Zika or a relative of your Zika, where you couldn't marry both of them. So that is an Issa Doraisa he holds. True, neither woman is really married to him. The Torah treats that Zika as if there were a marriage, and therefore they're like an erva to him. And therefore there's no Yibam Bam and Noel, and therefore you don't need to do Chalitza at all. Now, didn't we have Rabbi Shimon? He's arguing here, but he didn't argue in the other case. Right? The other case we had, Rabbi Shimon was only arguing in the case of three brothers. In the case of three brothers, we have a problem. But in Mishnah Aleph, where there were four brothers, where two of whom were married to sisters, if you remember that case, we had right all four. They had an extra brother, he had a Levi here, and Yehuda was married to Rachel, Ru was married to Leah. So that Rabbi Shimon doesn't make any comment there. He doesn't say you don't need to do anything, because even Rabbi Shimon agrees that we'll treat the Zika, the Yibaban, as if it were as if it's only derabbanan. The only time he holds that this achos de kukaso is an iser de oraisa, and we really treat it as marriage, is in our Mishnah. But in Mishnah Aleph, where there were four brothers and two sisters fell to two brothers, what happened there? There you had Leah and Rachel, who were sisters, fell to Shimon and Levi. So in such a case, that Zika, we do not treat it as if it's a complete marriage, because a woman can't be married to two men. But in our case, we don't have that problem, because it's not two brothers, it's only Shimon. So you could have, in previous cases, the women obviously can't have a woman married to two men, but here it's not two men, it's only Shimon, it's only one person. And therefore, the Achos de Kukaso Isser will be treated as a marriage according to Rabbi Shimon, and therefore there's no Zika bond whatsoever, and not even Chalitza needs to be performed. Then the Mishnah says, let's say you have, though, Isser Mitzvah
O Iser Kedusha. So here we're speaking, Haisa Achas. We skipped that line. Hoysha achas mehen asura olav iser erva asur ba umutur bachosa. Aha. But so now here's our picture. Now Chana's in the picture. If what happens if one of the sisters is usher to the living brother in some way? So here, Leah, this we've had this in the past, but this is where we have only three brothers. Leah is Shimon's mother-in-law because Leah has a daughter Chana. So because Shimon's and Shimon's married to Chana. So if that's the case, so then there's no problem. The usher ba, obviously Shimon can't marry Leah, can't perform yibum with Leah, but he can perform yibum with Rachel. There's no problem of achos dukuk. So Rachel's not the sister of Shimon Zukuka, so Leah's not Zukukatim. Leah's not bound to him at all because she is an erva to him. And you have these cases already. But let's say you have a case of where it is Isra Mitzvah, Isra Kedusha. Let's say one of the women is forbidden to him based on an Isra Mitzvah, which we spoke about, Shnios La'arayos, where it's an erva midirabanan. On a Doraisa level, there is Yibam. Only midirabanan, there's no Yibam. We spoke about a grandmother, let's say. Oh, that's Shnios La'arayos. Oh, Isra Kedusha. Let's say it's a case of a Kohen. Let's say Shimon is a Kohen and this woman is a Grusha that fell to him. So that Yibam Ba is there to Oraisa because Kiddushin takes effect there, even though they're not allowed to be married to one another. Nonetheless, there is a Yibam bond, and therefore, in such a case, Choltzos, Velobis, Yamos, both women perform Chalitza, can't be taken for Yibam because they had a Yibam bond with both of the women. But nonetheless, because there's going to be an Isra involved, they can't perform Yibam, but there is going to be Chalitza requirement because Kiddushin would be effective with each of these women.